Me. How to sell who you are, what you do, and why you matter to the world. With authors Donald P. Roy and Colby B. Jubenville, in partnership with Harrison Assessment.
All right, chapter one, and part one of the basics is a dream job. And Don, you may have thought at some point during this process that this book was a dream, only a dream, not a reality. But we're closing to the finish line here. But I'm going to let you tee it off and talk about the dream job. You know, here's one of the things that I'll set the stage with. I think that today people need to understand that you get some kind of education for one reason, and it's to become gainfully employed. And there's a difference between employment, which is trading time for money, and gainful employment. And gainful employment is this idea that you have some kind of psychological satisfaction, some kind of emotion, some kind of psychological benefit that's related to the work that you do. And I think that idea is the perfect idea to set the stage for what is the dream job. So talk about chapter one, the dream job.
Sure. Well, having taught college students for 20 years, I've come to realize that the intellectual development and the career preparation that students go through is much like the process for developing a product. Some people are uncomfortable equating students being products, and that's not really the point here, but the idea that we can learn from product development and brand development and apply that to career preparation and career management, there's a lot of value to be taken away from that. So if you look at your career as a brand and your professional identity and reputation and how it interplays with your career possibilities and approach it like a marketer approaches managing a brand, I think you create an advantage over many of your competitors. And your competitors are other people who want the same job with the same company in the same field that you do. If you take a marketing approach to your professional identity and your career, again, you're setting yourself apart from a lot of the other players in the field because they're not doing that. And I can attest to that from firsthand observation as I see students preparing to launch a career, vast majority of them are not embracing the possibilities of managing their brand as you would a product brand, so managing their personal brand. So it's this opportunity that I see to help students compete and set themselves apart that inspired me to research personal branding and ultimately create with you a product that I feel like will help students answer some questions about personal branding, remove some of the ambiguity and uncertainty, and quite frankly, remove some of the apprehension about becoming a brand and managing a personal brand.
Yeah, and you've made it really simple in this chapter. And I think the centerpiece is defining what personal branding is. And you say in the chapter, it's a process of identifying, developing, and communicating your unique value. And so we built a framework around the three M's, and I'm going to let you speak to that, that supports that definition and maybe does lessen the apprehension of how do I actually build this process of personal branding?
Sure. And I'm glad you shared the definition that we put forth, and I'm going to restate it because it's critical to understand what personal branding is, a process for identifying, developing, and communicating your unique value. Why is it critical? One of the reasons why we wrote this book was we felt like there was a great deal of, if not misinformation about personal branding, lack of information or lack of a complete picture about what personal branding is all about. I get to the point of wanting to pull my hair out sometimes reading articles about personal branding that suggest that it is as simple as posting a professional looking headshot photograph of yourself, Googling yourself periodically to see what you find and what people are maybe are saying about you or what comes up in search results, and posting to LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook periodically. And frankly, some portrayals of personal branding are very shallow like that. They don't really go beyond that. So our approach to personal branding that we lay out in chapter one is that personal branding is made up of what we call three M's. There's three different dimensions. And those M's are meaning, makeup, and message. Meaning being really what drives your being, what your purpose, your values, What are you passionate about? Makeup is what you bring to the table in terms of skills and abilities. And how do you position that to communicate that you are different than all of your competition? And the message is, how do you communicate your story? How do you let people know the value that you have to offer in terms of your meaning and your makeup? So again, a lack of information and misinformation about personal branding led us to try to paint a more comprehensive, more complete picture of what personal branding is all about. It's more than just the message components.
Yeah, those three M's make this thing pretty simple. And the reality is this, and you know it as well as I do. If you go out into the world and you say, hey, why should we hire you over everybody else? The typical response that they've been conditioned to use is, well, you know, I have a college degree from. And the thing is, when I go speak around the country, one of the questions I ask is, now, everybody in this room, raise your hand if you have a college degree or plan on getting a college degree or any kind of degree. And everybody in the room raises their hand. And in business, that's called a commodity, and it's an undifferentiated good or service. So one of the things that I believe, and I know one of the things that Don believes as well, is you're not your resume, you're your work. And so the question then is, how do you package up all that work, all that struggle, all that experience? And in chapter one, we give you a very simple framework to do that.